We're in a unique time in history when up to four generations are together in the workforce at the same time, and it's clear that big differences exist between traditionalists, baby boomers, Gen Xers, and millennials. Here's a Faith Radio highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Business leader and author Hayden Shaw has written about working together and returns to discuss sticking points, how to get four generations working together in the 12 places they come apart. Neil asked if there were specific sticking points that impacted individual generations more than others.
If we were to put them in order for the ones that come up most often, it would be work ethic, loyalty, respect, feedback, and communication would be the top five. And work ethic is definitely brought, work ethic and loyalty are definitely brought up by the older two generations more than the younger generations. Communication and why do they lock down our computers so we can't add software that would make our jobs better? That would definitely be a, and what is wrong with texting in that I'm not coming into work today, I'm sick? Why does my boss insist on a phone call? What is wrong with texting? I've got their cell phone number. Communication, respect is definitely something the younger generations say. How long do you have to be around here before somebody takes you seriously? And so respect comes from both directions, but especially comes from younger folks that'll ask that question. So I think of the top five, some of them come down the ages, others go up.
It seems like people are moving a lot faster in the workforce, or they're not staying at their jobs as long. In fact, we were just talking before, 3 years is a long term employee now, right? I mean, so what is that doing for maybe some of these issues? Does that just add to it, or is that just a sort of a contributing factor, perhaps, of a changing workplace?
Yes. How about that?
Okay.
Helpfully concrete and specific.
Yes.
I think both of those are true. And I think that's really the advantage of generational research, getting some surveys and some real data, is it helps us get out of stereotypes and kind of generational urban legends, because when you see that people are leaving your organization and the folks that are leaving tend to be younger, you say, look at that. Based on my observations and experience, the younger generation isn't loyal. Well, when you do the research on it, you discover a couple of things. First of all, as you just mentioned, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics uses 3 years on the job to be a for long-term employees. That's what they use to figure long-term employment. And so we stay less, all of us stay less and for shorter times than we did before. Secondly, when you get into the research, you realize that baby boomers have had nine jobs in their careers. They just had most of the jobs before they turned 40.